Hey, everybody, I'm Jody Vance.
And I'm George Affleck.
And we are going to dip in the pool, skate around an oval that's very expensive, apparently. We're going to move through the province of British Columbia and beyond on this, the final episode of season 7 of
Unspun.
Hitting the music, George. We're going to take a summer break. We're like Jimmy Kimmel now. We just pause in the summertime.
We need a break. Unless something big happens, then we'll come back. Like, you never
We will.
Know.
But as I teased at the end of the last Unspun episode last week, I am going to Chengdu, China to host the World Games for ISB, the same company that hired me to do the Invictus Games. So I'm going to be doing the daily show for the World Games in Chengdu in the first 2 weeks of August. So that's pretty exciting. I got my visa this week. Last week, we were talking about how I had my appointment. Yeah, it's a working media visa. So I was like, oh, wow. We'll see. And they were like, we're going to have to hold your passport for the month of July. And then they called me a day later and said, come and get it. It's ready.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, they were really lovely. And it was quite, I was expecting it to be more of a challenge. I think I'm going to be shifting how I perceive the world by traveling a bit further. I know you talk about going on your far-flung vacations from the Galapagos to,
no,
your Italian
no.
vacations.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah
exactly. But
anyway
I've never been to China. I've been to Taiwan, but and I would say that I would be a bit stressed about traveling to China,
yeah
in general.
in general I had that feeling. And then Chengdu apparently is like what Vancouver is to Toronto. It's a very laid-back West Coast vibe. A river runs through it, lots of tea houses, but it is a teeny tiny city of 20 million people. That freaks me out. But anyways,
perspective,
I'm going.
right? When people
Exactly.
complain about density of Vancouver, you're like, let me show you some numbers.
Can we complain about a couple of things in Vancouver, please? Because you may or may not have been dialed into my Twitter feed. But last week we talked about Kitt's Pool, which is open now this weekend. And I was really, again, so upset that you have to go online to book a spot. Because I used to swim in this pool a mile a day, every single day that it was open for decades. It was like my church. And since COVID, since the shutdown and everything went online, I've been 4 times.
Wow. That's bad.
And the fact that the park board and randos keep telling me that it's working better this way. It's not.
I don't know anybody. I have many friends like you. I'm not one of those people that goes swimming. I have a pool where I live. I can do laps, but I'm a terrible swimmer. It's not something I ever grew up doing. I tried taking lessons when I was like 20, and if you didn't learn as a little kid, it's really tough to pick up. So the friends that I have who are those early morning, get on the bike, ride to Kitts in the summer, go in because nobody's there, and swim. Now, so since then, they've, as you mentioned, have had to book, so they don't bother because they just like, I don't want to take the chance to get on my bike and ride 10 kilometers or 5 kilometers or whatever, or drive my car or whatever and get there and can't get in. So they go other places that they know they can get in or whatever, or they just don't swim like you or whatever. This is the entire intent of our services within the city of Vancouver. All the money that we put into these services is meant to be for all. And if there isn't enough of them, then you build more, because if the population is going, this has always been my argument about the community amenity contributions being this, instead of being, going to housing, the whole point of those contributions was it's supposed to go to infrastructure to deal with the population growth, more pools, more, more parks, more better parks, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Instead, we're getting a smaller pools in the West End and a system at the best pool probably in Canada for swimming.
Easily the best pool. So for those who don't know, it's 137 and a half meters long. So when you go and swim laps at Kitt's Pool, 6 laps is a mile. It's magical to be able to swim and swim and swim and swim and swim. It's like meditation. And I had a conversation with Steve Jackson, the general manager of the park board, this week. Actually, I had a phone call yesterday morning, a 20-minute phone call, and he was very nice. I do kind of feel like he was plugging the meter, but he did say, I'm listening. I would like to know, and do I, my ears are open. I don't know if anything might change. And And I got a little bit emotional. Like, I was not mad at him. I was emotional when he asked me to tell the story of how little I get to go to the place that's just down the street from me. And I can afford to go somewhere else. And people are like, what's the big deal? The big deal is that as a single mother of a toddler, I was able to, for very little money, take my kid, teach him to swim in a beautiful outdoor pool right down the end of the road. And mostly for children, I really hope that this changes so that moms who have no idea what their naps or dads, excuse me, moms or dads, parents of all walks, can go, the nap is over and now we're going to the pool. Right? And yeah, I think there should be limitations to those who like bring a tent and a hibachi. Like, no, do that at the beach. If you're coming to the pool, you come and swim. So you're not, but, and then I got this, and you've said it for years now, George. I got the staffing excuse. You know what? It's really working for the staffing, and we've had issues. You know what? Other pools don't have this issue. What's broken with the ones that are run by the park board?
So are you telling me
What's
you have less
broken?
people when there's a known system? What does that even mean? I don't understand what that means. Like a crowd control, you have a limitation. You limit the number of people. So what, you have to have a staff person in the lineup outside the pool? I mean, that's BS.
They
Come
never
on.
did. They never had a staff
No.
person
And if
line up.
you're,
And
as
if
you
you were lining
described,
up,
you exactly, you're as a parent, like first of all, as you know, having been a parent, I'm a parent, as a parent of young kids though. Getting out exactly you described. You get up, usually not at 7 in the morning. You do get up at 7, but the first thing you're not, oh, let's go to the pool. No. That's like later in the day.
no.
The people who love swimming, who do it, they go in the morning. Then you get up, you get the stroller, you wander down, and then, yeah, you go to kids' pool and you go, oh, it's full. Okay, well, I'll go to the beach then. You prepare for both. That's generally how it's always worked at most of the pools, all like kids, right? Where you go there, you, and if it's full, you go, ah, we'll go to the beach. No big deal. If you
I
don't,
remember
if,
swimming in kids' pool when it was fed by the ocean. Remember when it was that wall? It was like brown water. You were like swimming in this murky and the rough edges of the pool. Like it's a core memory for me, my grandparents taking me down, my grandmother in particular taking me down there. It breaks my heart. My mom is in care right next to kids' pool now, and I'll move on from this subject, but mom's in care right next to kids' pool, and it is empty. It's empty. It's empty. If you want to have a booking system for the Canada Day long weekend or the heat dome or whatever, fine. Have a booking system for that. But not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, between 6 a.m. and 3 p. Like, come on. Come on.
Saturday, Sunday after 10 o'clock, maybe. Maybe.
Please run for mayor. And
Well,
where is
what's
the
the
mayor, by the
role?
way?
What's
Because
the role of the,
take
yeah,
they do the
what's,
ribbon cuttings at kids' pool, but they're
yeah.
not helping with this. I'm
No.
sorry. And with kudos to the counselors who put me in touch with the GM of Park Board to plug the meter and make me feel like I've spoken or I've been heard or whatever. I'm not letting go of this one because while I have moved on to Pilates because I can afford it, I feel for the people who can't. I spend a lot of time in my life with not enough money to have a gym membership. And I loved that pool and I swam there every single day. And I'm going to advocate for those who should have access to that pool who don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have a computer to log on. They can get into kids' pool with their $4. Come on, it's
And
enough.
if Park Board's saying this is not an issue, which I bet you they will say, because prove it to me. Where's the polling? Like, where's the
Right.
data? I want to see the data that this is. I want to see, because everybody I talk to, whether it's Kids Pool or the West End Pool, are saying the same thing. And I don't know who are the people that support what the decisions being made by the Park Board. I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody who supports either of these ideas
Remember
by the
how
Park
everybody
Board.
loved that Stanley Park was being used as a velodrome?
Yeah,
Remember
right.
all those people too? Where'd they
Yeah.
go? Weird. Let's move on to a different issue, community center style. The Richmond Oval controversy, George. Do you have anywhere in your political experience that you might be able to look at the people who run a venue, a community center, an ice rink, basically? Making $500,000 a year to do so and going
Yeah.
on fancy trips with their entire staff.
Yeah, this was that came out yesterday, I think, on Global. And there's a second part of that story we'll get to. But yeah, let's face it, it's got Olympic ovals on the outside of it. So, because it was a designated venue.
Olympic rings, yeah.
Yes. I guess that's how you somehow justify that kind of salary. But it's a community center. It's a big community center. It's a beautiful community center, but it's got a, courts and a gym and a museum or whatever that is, a play
How do you
area. I don't know.
justify $550 a year for somebody who's running that?
You
How?
can't. There's no way. I'm sorry, but I mean
But somebody
the
did.
park board guy, that you just talked about makes what, 260. So he runs how many
All of it.
parks, all the parks and all the pools and and all the community
Steve
centers.
Jackson is his name, by the way,
Yeah,
is
Steve
who I was
Jackson.
talking
So
about.
he makes
Yeah.
260, half of what the guy who runs one facility, the person that makes one facility in Richmond. It seems a bit expensive.
Bit expensive when Global News got the exclusive on that little bit of intel about just how much those individuals at the Olympic Oval were being paid. They questioned Richmond Mayor Malcolm Brody, or they tried to question Brody about Mayor Brody about this. And he, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. He grabbed the global camera and he pushed it out of the way, and then he tried to, storm off and run away, and the camera obviously followed him because, like, what are you doing? Like, okay, that's what the media, all they did is ask a question about this. And he, basically, I don't even, like, lost it.
Yeah, I think he's obviously frustrated, and not, Mayor Brody's always been very, open to the media and friendly to the media and helpful, and but in the last year he's taken a lot of heat for various things, the gift cards, the salaries for
Right.
Metro, and now which
Yeah.
he's benefiting over 400,000. There's another something 400+ thousand dollars a year he makes with all the committees he's on. We're waiting for the
Yeah.
review on that. Like, I'll review it for you. Cap the salaries at 200,000. That's
Yeah. How
it.
about you don't get an extra $1,000 when the meeting goes over by a minute?
Yeah, no.
Like
You want to be on a
each.
committee? You're on the committee.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you get another $1,000 a year. I don't know. Like, well,
Yeah.
it's just crazy to me. So, the province should cap politician salaries or something because this is out of control. His reaction over the top for sure, violent, absolutely. If you know how camera guys work, the equipment's quite, if they're holding it and they're sometimes close to their face. You can hurt them. So you
Yeah.
have to be very careful. And it's just bad form. I mean, there's two things you do. You don't do, as we said before the show, you said don't, never, don't run away from the cameras and don't
Never touch the camera, never
never
run from
touch.
the camera.
No,
Those are the
just.
two things. And by the way, the camera guy, the actual shooter, the guy that, or woman, the person that is doing it, is not the person asking the question.
Right. Yeah.
So this
He.
whole, but it's become normalized that you're like, you can't.
Fake
And
news.
even the premier in his availability, David Eby, in his availability yesterday said on this topic, there's a code of conduct and all politicians should abide by it. We are not normalizing what we've seen happen in the United States, where journalists and members of the visual media are being threatened and worse when covering stories. And the fact that, without a free press, politicians cannot be held to account. It
Democracy is
is,
dead.
it democracy is dead. And we'll eventually get to the US. So just suffice to say here, Mayor Brody did end up having a sit down with Jordan Armstrong at Global to try and do some
Yes.
damage control, frankly, because there was a lot
Well, the
of
story became him hitting the camera.
him.
His own the answer from it's a spin point of view, and this would be spin, but it's effective, is that's news to me if it was news to him, or thanks for the question. I don't actually have an answer for you right now because I don't know enough about it. Can we
Yeah.
set up a time where I can talk about this specifically later? I'm at an event right now. We're focused on the launch of this playground. I really want to focus
Yeah.
on that. I would love it if you could cover that and just talk about how great this is because Richmond's blah, 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 blah. But on that
Yeah.
specific topic, very good question. Let me get back to you. One of my team will call
Right.
you and we'll set up a time. I'll come out to Burnaby and do the interview one-on-one, whatever. And then they'll be like, oh, okay. Sure, no problem. And if they go after you,
Confused.
then you go, look, I can you, if it, if the journalist, which is, I would say that Catherine, who was a reporter, Urquhart, which, she might go, oh, come on, give me the, come on, but you can just, the basic policy is if you just answer the question the exact same time over and over, and then you, the same exact way, after three times, the journalists will give up generally. But they're
Generally,
hoping for you to change your answer. But if you just say,
or
look,
snap because
or
it becomes a
snap,
story.
don't
Yeah.
snap on the first time. Try to. But I get it. I mean, I got cornered a few times when I was a politician. mostly in a positive way, but sometimes they would drill me on stuff and facts or whatever. And you know, it was it's tense. It's intense and tense.
It is, but to your point, either repeat the truth as you know it, or repeat that you do not know and will effort to update.
Yes.
There's your crisis management. Because if the truth is too much for you to handle in that moment, then you have to pivot to, I need more details in order to answer that question. And that's not saying I don't know. That's saying,
That's right. Right.
let me get back to you on that.
Exactly.
Because everybody's vibe that everybody needs to know everything about everything all the time, it's just unrealistic. So you that is a I don't know, or I don't know right now, I don't have that information for you in front of me, are all valid answers, right? But
Yeah,
pushing
of
the
course.
camera and running from the camera, not cool. What is happening within the BC Conservative Party with Rustad leadership review? What's it called? BC?
One BC.
One BC. Oh, sorry, I should have had that off the top of my head.
Jazz
It's a
Johal
probiotic.
tweeted out that this is all, there might be a copyright issue because it's a probiotic for diarrhea. Can't write that stuff, man.
No,
Can't
you
write
can't
that
make this
stuff.
shit
Yeah, you
up.
can't make that
Oh
up.
my God.
We'll
See what I did there?
leave that to the lawyers to figure out. I mean, it's otherwise it's a pretty good name for a political party. I mean, obviously this guy could have won the last election, Rustad, if he'd let a few of the freaks go away and let some of the solid United BC candidates come in. He refused to do that. His commitment to his candidates, that's why his argument. But do you want to win or don't you want to win? So as a result, some of those freaks became unhappy. I mean, I shouldn't call them freaks. They have their
I was
opinions,
going to say that's quite a term there.
sorry.
Someone's going to
I
come for you on
know,
that
I
one.
know.
But
Well,
the
I'm
reason that you
accepting of
said that
the
is because
policies.
these are residential school deniers. These are people who,
It's,
actively attack the 1% of our population in the LGBTQ2S plus and trans community. These are people who go out of their way to be tinfoil hat wearing.
It's not my kind of politicking. It's very populist, and I've
It's
never
a YouTuber.
subscribed to it. I was tried. People tried to get me to be like that when I was in office, and it's not my thing, man. I don't go after the lowest common denominator on an issue for the purpose of votes. If you do your good work and you're passionate as a politician and you play part of you're part of a team, you'll do fine, and the public will decide when you're done, not you. Yeah, I just think it's coming apart, it seems, for him. You've got an upstart party, you've got internal infighting, you've got people who think they would be a better leader for sure, already positioning themselves. You can see them out there in the
Who do you
party and
think?
out the party. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna name any names right now, but I have named names in the past, but I think it's kind of obvious sometimes who they are. But I think there's
Okay, you
also
can tell
people
me
on
in
the
September.
outside. Yeah, I think on the outside there's also people going, they'd like to get in there and they think they could do a better job. But you know,
Right.
it's always funny with politics because leadership is always an interesting thing. I remember, you know, in Vancouver, it's always been about, you know, when it's election time, like, who should run for mayor? Oh, I wonder if Carol Taylor would do it. You're like, oh, for God's sakes. I mean, come on. She's never wanted to do it. She's been retired for like whatever. She lives in Victoria, I think.
It's one of the first questions you asked me when we met for lunch. Are you running for mayor? I'm like,
Exactly. Or Trevor
are
Linden,
you?
like same, like
Yeah.
what, like okay, can we move on? And so I think that, you know, this is always, you know, so that goes provincially as well. Like who the, you
Yeah.
know, I'm sure Carol Taylor's name will come up for the provincial leader of
Right.
the
Janet
Conservative,
Austin.
but
Yeah.
yeah, Janet, all these people. It's, you
Yeah.
know, so it's, I just think he has a real challenge keeping that, what is not even a coalition, really. It's because he refused to coalesce with the
Coal.
BC United,
Right.
when he had the chance, and as a result, he lost the
Wow.
election and lost. Doesn't have a solid team that is center and center right, and that's the only way you win in BC, as you do in Vancouver, as we always talk about the mushy middle, right?
As
That's
we
how you
do.
win. That's how you win.
Let's move to federal politics just a little bit because we got to touch on the Prime Minister Mark Carney government that is doing, a lot of travel. A lot of media, a lot of NATO, a lot of alliances and defensive strategies, and talking about What an uncoupling with the United States looks like basically for our country. Not to go too deep into it, because I don't think there's any super hot headline right now, other than he seems to be delivering the adult in the room, political calm waters that many, I think, Canadians voted for in well, obviously he won, but he won by a teeny tiny little margin. But it just
Marginally.
seems like calmer waters there, while the Trump administration is certainly distracted with other things.
Yeah, I think his announcement, the 5% commitment to NATO and the military, his press conference yesterday, Carney's press conference talking about being transparent, which I sure hope is the case. First of all, he said there's 1.5% of that's already being spent that's not transparent. So in a way, he's gaming it a bit because I think he's going to be able to, because he's a money guy. He'll go, okay, let's just say let's move that thing that was in this line item over to
Over there.
defense, and now we'll get that 1.5% into that already. So then it's 3.5% that is the real number, and then I think that's 1.5% then what they have. So that's the math that he was talking about yesterday. But and he said he's going to be transparent, which you know how I feel about that. I feel about that because I watch my mic. Transparency to me is like make it simple, show the math. What are you hiding? Why are you playing these games? So let's see. I mean, it's got to happen pretty quick because as soon as the conservatives have a leader in place, or if whatever happens with that whole leadership there.
What is happening with that? Do we know?
Well,
I don't
when's
know.
the election? I don't even know. Is it
I don't
happening? Have
even
they
know.
called a
I
date? I don't
actually
think they
looked for
have.
it. No. No.
So he's
I
out
have
there
no
campaigning.
idea.
He's now doing the whole anti-immigrant thing, I noticed. Poilievre.
Is he?
Yeah, he's saying we gotta push out people, immigrant, the whole. Yeah, it's a bit Trumpy. I mean, it's the whole criminal argument. And look at America, and I don't know. He's grasping at straws because typically and predictably, the liberals, as older Trudeau used to do, always do, he would steal all the ideas from the conservatives and then implement them, and that would just paralyze the conservatives in the 70s. Because oh, that's our
Right.
idea. How come you took our idea? That's a good idea.
Wow. Imagine if those two sides of one government worked together with all of the ideas. What a
Well, I will
concept.
give credit. They did shake hands this past week, and when they passed, was
That's
it Bill
right.
15?
Yep.
They went across. The Prime Minister went across and shook the hand of the who's
Opposition.
the opposition
Yeah.
leader, and that was, and then they all because they voted unanimously in support. So
They did
I
to
thought
the
that
one
was,
Canada to get our economy out of its own way.
yeah.
What a concept. And he did say, as an election promise, that he would make that happen by Canada Day. And here we are. It's done. And Canada Day is Tuesday. By the way, congratulations to all the students, last day of school, parents that are like, what am I going to do with my kids all summer?
I know. In fact, I got 10, 15 minutes. I gotta get Quinn to this thing that I signed him up for.
Right.
So
Right.
no, I just
We
like
only got 6 minutes to go.
sure it's summer,
Sure, it's
but
summer.
as parents, I'm still gonna crack the whip.
Honestly, mine's still sleeping.
Yeah, he is too.
And
Like
it's
I sent Evelyn
10:39.
up, my daughter went up there to wake him up. I'm like,
That's
dude,
right.
we're leaving. He's leaving in 20 minutes.
Yeah, we gotta go. But let's talk a little bit about what happened in global politics and warfare, really. If it wasn't enough that we still have daily barrages in the Russia-Ukraine war, what's going on with Israel and Gaza, and then on top of that now, the US really seemingly unprovoked bombs nuclear sites in Iran. It kind of felt last Saturday, it kind of felt like holy bananas. I happened to flip on the TV right when it happened. I'm like,
I know it was interesting, scary for sure. And then you see the I sent you the Pete Hegseth thing where he's just basically attacking the media, saying you guys, you get half the story, and because he's basically saying they're saying that they didn't actually succeed, because immediately Trump comes out and saying we've obliterated it, everything's gone, and with no proof. And I'm sorry, but for journalists, sorry Pete Hegseth, but it's nice to have some actual proof that you've succeeded at that. And maybe they have, but they haven't proven it yet. So skepticism and it is part of journalism. It's knocking them up, set them up, knock them down, set them up, knock them down. That's journalism 101. You set up a story and then you find somebody to counter it. And so that's basic journalism. And if you don't, if you can't handle that,
But he's from not real news.
an opinion side, which is,
And
the opinion
that's,
pages.
but the fact that he stands at a podium and knocks the industry that he claimed to be part of for doing literally the job of journalism, which is to go in search of either confirmation or the truth not being told, the truth untold. So, I mean, when you go to follow a story as a journalist, you don't go following it looking for, and that's what Pete Hegseth was suggesting, is that all journalists now, all they want to do is discount Donald Trump. And I actually saw many reputable, long-time veteran journalists who said if this does bring some level of ceasefire, this is a win for Donald Trump. This is that he didn't go through Congress is a problem for Congress, that he did go through in ways that could have lit the whole world on fire. Those are, but he you can't just take him at his word. We've learned that already. We
Yes,
just
of
as a
course.
global community, I mean, he believes it. I'm sure he believes it. And in his story arc of the reality TV show that he's living in, he believes it. So great. But if he gets a win that is good for the world,
Show
let's
us the proof,
go.
and then you're then it's a win-win for you, buddy. This is Trump
Right?
we're talking about, and Hegseth. I
Yeah.
mean, I don't
Yeah.
understand. So, and if you can't prove it, then of course we're skeptical. Of course, I'm
That's why I
like,
think he protests too much, George. When he
yes.
stands at a podium, it's like, you people are full of it. It's like, well, what are you afraid we'll find there, buddy? What are you afraid of here? Which goes back to being transparent, which goes back to being like, don't push the camera, don't run from the camera. But what I also see
Full circle, bring it around there.
in
Nice.
our unspun world is Hegseth grabbed the headline, right? He's the spin. He's like, watch me, I'm going to take the heat off that narrative that all of that was not true. Maybe some of it is a little bit true, but some of it's really not true. And it's not obliterated. It's just been pushed back by a couple of months. And the fact that the intelligence community leaked something and he's freaking out about, like, they're very good at sparkly things.
Yes. Next,
So if we
move on to the
just,
next thing and keep and move the media's attention away from that. It's effective.
effective.
That's the Trump style. And so, well, it's a political style. It's not uncommon. It happens all the time. It has always happened. If you can find a way to distract the media and get them off a topic. I always,
Crisis comms.
and you just, or if you can ride it through, if you're, as a politician, eventually they move on anyways. It's always tough,
Right. Don't give it
not just politicians,
oxygen.
even actors. I was watching an interview
Anything.
with, I was watching an interview with
Anything.
Seth Rogen, who said, and he was having a conversation with Kate Winslet, and it was the first movie he'd done in a while. This is, I can't remember whatever they were in together, and she, and he said, "Don't you, are you okay with, that story about me?" And I think it was related to whatever it was that. Anyways, I don't even know. This is the thing. And she said, what thing? Oh, was that the thing? Yeah, I don't remember that much about it. And he's
Right.
like, oh, so it's not, it's just, it's not, it's over, I guess. And you sort of, in your mind, you're feeling so bad about whatever it is you did. But sorry to say, eventually, the story moves on, unless it's
It
horrific.
totally does. It yeah. It's a lot. What's going on right now, and for people in the US, I really feel for the what could be the fallout that nobody's really talking about here is the sleeper cell piece of this puzzle. How there are, they claim like Iran was the to blame for the person who tried to assassinate Donald Trump, right? Like there were stories around that. The sleeper cells that can be activated, that there are, especially now with ICE agents who don't have to wear any identification, they just wear, a bulletproof vest, a mask, a ball cap, some aviators, and walk in like they own the place. That does create an environment where there can be more vulnerability. And I worry about my friends and family who live in the United States right now at a time that things seem very off kilter and heading even further down a path that could be, truly terrifying. We often wondered back when looking back at history and saying, how did that happen before World War II and during World War II? Like, how did it get there? Kind of feels like a slow walk, right? And it's a lot. So I highly recommend, again, while we're doing a podcast, but if you don't subscribe to Letters from an American by Heather Cox Richardson, she actually reads her daily Substack updates in like 10 minutes or less, where she just is laying down the historical truth. She's a professor of this. She is, and it's calming and terrifying at the same time, but it's a record of what we're actually seeing through all the sparkly things and all the spin. So I highly recommend Letters from an American. If you're feeling stressed out, go read Heather Cox Richardson or listen to her. It's a
Or and
fun.
summer break. Just we can just let's try to take it
Right.
in
Go
and
to go
enjoy
breathe
it.
some Rockies fresh air.
That's what I'm doing.
When do you
Heading
get
out
your
at 2 o'clock.
cast
Oh,
off?
another 4 weeks. Yeah, I know. So yeah,
Shoot.
I know. No fun
Well,
week.
I will. That's 30 minutes for us on this last episode of season 7. We'll see you back here if there's huge news to be had. And otherwise, I'll chat with you after Labor Day and give you all the updates from the World Games.
Have fun. See ya.
Okay, so follow George at
Yeah.
George
Underscore.
Affleck. I'm at Jody Vance. We will still be online doing our thing. And again, we're just taking a break. Don't panic. We'll be back.
Bye.